What? Well, first off, I know when you first came here on Thursday or Friday, you know, maybe you were kind of like, well, you know, let me check this deal out. If you're not excited now, there is not a whole lot more we're going to do to get you excited. It's like, I mean, it seems like every event we say, man, this was a better event than we've ever done. But it seems like it's true. I mean, it just so much information was put into this weekend. How many of you enjoyed the trainers this weekend? How many enjoyed the keynotes from John and from Kyle and from Mike Asquin, Wayne Nugent, I mean, Eddie Head, all of our executives. I mean, Dan Stamen, my goodness, just so much information in such a short period of time. Thank you. but hasn't it been fun? I mean, really, genuinely fun. I mean, it's such a unique thing we have. So first of all, I just want to do a super fast, I'm not going to name everyone like we normally do because we're over time, but there are probably over 100 people, literally, who have worked so hard, literally for months, to put this whole thing together. Jimmy Blue is at the top of organizing this event, but I mean, staging, lighting, the band, I mean, the video crews, the people creating information, all the people in World Ventures, it's been awesome. Thank Steven, who gives me my clicker when I forget it. So I just, please, one big round of applause so they can hear you wherever they are in the building. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I have one more announcement from the fire marshal. He said, we're about to set the world on fire, so. Sorry, I couldn't resist. The trainers boot camp, the international, we had a trainers boot camp for people who are going to be regional trainers before the event for all the USA folks. Now we're doing one, the international one. You think that it's from 5 till 9 tomorrow night and then the next day? It's from 3 till 7. And I'm going to be very honest about why. Because I'm going to the basketball game tomorrow night. So it's from 3 to 7. My workaholic got the best of me. I was not going to do it, but someone told me, I think you deserve. Thank you, Mike. Mr. Asquith, the owner, said that's okay. So, all right. So we got that underway. So listen, I mean, really, there's been so many words said, so many powerful messages. I just want to sort of send a few extra thoughts to wrap everything together. But I mean, if you've ever gotten your money's worth, it was this weekend for sure. Remember, there's audio of this. There's an MP3 audio of this. I mean, just Scott, how many are excited to get audios and videos on our Advantage product from this event? I mean, Scott Ross's talk, do you want to be able to watch that again? Byron's little blue sign to be able to watch that again. I mean, there were just so many exceptional talks. It was just amazing. When Wayne lined up everybody, we're going to have video and audio of all that stuff in the Advantage program. We're just going to give you, we're going to overdo it. We're going to drown you with information going forward. I mean, your people are going to have no doubt that they've got the information. It's a matter of whether they want to access it or not. So anyway, we are moving into a new building. We talked about that. Did you enjoy the video of the new building? Cool. I'm going to show you one more picture. There's a bunch of pictures, but I want to just share this with you. That's a beautiful, beautiful building, and it's taken months and months and months to get ready to move into it. And when we move into it here shortly, how will it be set up the exact way that we want it to be set up? Do you think that Mike and Wayne sat there and they thought in their brains exactly what they wanted it to look like, and then they went, and they wanted a builder somewhere to be on the same frequency and go, got it. Is that how you do it? Or do you use a blueprint? That's the literal blueprint for one of the floors in our building. That's how you build a structure that will stand the test of time. You've got to have a blueprint. Now, we have an amazing, remarkable, gorgeous, gorgeous building that we're moving into, but I've got news for you. World Ventures is not a building. World Ventures is people. The first time I came here, it was funny, we walked in backstage the other day and Jeff said, you'd have to be with the company a long time to know what this means. He said, this sure ain't the Texas Spectacular. That was the first event I went to. There was about 400 or 500 people at, 300, 400 people at it. I mean, we have come a long, long way. But these are our people, man. That's the deal. And if you notice, some are young and some are a little more mature. Some have lighter skin than others and darker skin. Some are, you know, blue collar, some are white collar, some are executives and some are reps and some are the vendors or lighting people, all that good stuff. But it's one big team. And we are only as strong as our people. And I don't care. You take a mega church, it's only great because of the people running it. You take a sporting organization, it's great because of the people running it. So I submit to you that we have great people, starting with Mike and Wayne and going all the way through. Like attracts like. And I want to share this with you guys. World Ventures isn't a building, it's people, but it's people together. And it's not just people together, it's people moving together. And it's not just people moving together, it's people moving together to do something significant. Earlier today, Byron said something that I was planning on using this word right now, and he said it earlier. We are creating a movement. See, here's what I believe. I believe that anybody who gets in this thing and realizes that they are not part of a company, they're not part of a championship team, they're part of a movement, they are not going to go anywhere because people want to belong. How many of you want to belong to something truly great? You want to be able to hold your head up and say, that's my company, man. Those are my people. That's my family. And I really hope you get the heart space of it, man. When the people came across the stage, and told their stories, did any of you have to dry your eyes a couple times here and there? I mean, the Ross is bringing their kids up on stage. I mean, it's remarkable, remarkable stuff. And it's what makes us powerful is the brotherhood. It's the sisterhood. It's the camaraderie. So again, we have got to be together. Outside of this building, we've got competitors. And some of them don't do the idea of training the hardest to run the fastest. They're going to try to break our legs. They're going to put crap about us online. They're going to tell whatever lies and stories. We need to be solid. We need to be stable. We need to be together, don't we? We need to be arm to arm. Earlier in the week or earlier in the year, we did a training, asked you all to stand up and get back to back. I don't know if you were at that event. Would you stand up one more time for me? Just a second. And get back to back with someone again. I just want you back to back. You've got their back. See, if you're back-to-back, I didn't say get back-to-back with someone and talk. I said just get back-to-back. Okay, quiet down. I'm telling you guys, everyone wants someone who's really got their back. They're not saying they got their back. They've really got their back. The Kentucky players started winning when they were playing for each other. We need to play for each other. Other companies are going to come after us. Bad circumstances are going to pop up. The bottom line is we pay attention, get excited, never quit. People have worked very hard for a long time to create this kind of momentum. Where are we going to be in 4 or 5 months? There's a lot of people that have left it all out on the table. They've given everything they've got. the pioneers, the first adopters. A lot of you guys should be super proud of yourself, but right now is where we need to hit the gas. You don't pull back. Right now is when you put in maximum effort. You're not swimming against the tide anymore. You're swimming with the tide. That's a big difference. Your days of discouragement are going to be over because now it's literally easier. You're not walking into a hotel room with 50 chairs set up and six people show up. You're walking into a room where we sell out. Every venue we go to now, we sell it out. The building says many times, this is the biggest crowd we've ever had in this building. And we're outgrowing these buildings. Pretty soon, years ago, I used to dream, one of my goal cards, one of my dreams was to do a view from the edge in American Airlines Arena. I got news for you. Within 2 years, we won't fit in American Airlines Arena. Level five, show my PowerPoint. We talked about the first four levels of tribal leadership. I didn't give you the fifth level. The Greens are losing their minds still. The fifth level is life is great. See, here's the deal. Who's our competitor? We are. When Matthew McConaughey won his Oscar, he said, I'm always chasing the best me that I could possibly be. We're not competing with Amway and Herbalife and those guys. We're competing with ourselves. I hope they all go out and become billionaires and zillionaires and have all kinds of success. Their success doesn't make us any smaller, guys. We want to embrace our industry. We want to be the company that has class. We want to be the company that is the most trusted, man. I'm just telling you, you got to fall in love with your company, your industry, your team, and come from a place of abundance. Life is great. How many of you feel more now than you ever have in your life since you've been a part of this deal? That life is great. Okay. One team, one dream. So I was trying to think of how do I blend those two things together as best I could? And this guy came to mind. If you're not... If you're not from the United States, that's a gentleman named Martin Luther King Jr. You might have heard of him anyway. And for many years, there was tremendous racial inequality in our country. It was shameful, terrible. And this guy made probably the greatest speech ever. And he started with, I have a dream. And it's amazing to me that Dr. King's dream, and I may be misinterpreting this, so apologize if I am, but to me, his dream was about having one big team. I mean, where it doesn't matter, you should be judged by the quality of your character rather than the color of your skin. Where our kids should play together. Man, I just look at this. I look around the audience. I just think of when we go out tonight, we have our white party. You got to come to the party, even if you don't like the party, because we're all going to be hanging out together, man. And we're going to all be just together. It won't matter what part of the country you're from, what part of the world you're from, what language you speak, what kind of music you like or don't like. That's what I'm saying, man. I gotta believe that if Dr. King's looking down, he's proud of what we're doing here. I just gotta believe it. And I think we can be a beacon of light to people who still don't get it. And it's not only in this country where there's prejudice, it's all over the world. So I just think it can just be remarkable. I mean, we really are on a crusade. We really are making a difference. We really are a movement. So I'm gonna be corny as hell and ask you to get arm in arm with each other. Go across the aisles, get crazy and move across the aisles. Everybody link up with someone. And I just want you to quiet down, quiet down. I know this is exciting, quiet down. And I want you to close your eyes for a minute, just close your eyes, and if you don't close your eyes, I can see you're not closing your eyes, so close your eyes. And I just want you to close your eyes for a minute and honestly look into the future. And look into a football stadium. Or maybe Cowboy Stadium, where there's about 80,000 people in it. And I don't know if we're doing a training or if we're just having fun, but I just want you to look around, and I want you to see the people with the smiles on their faces and the lives that have changed and the people that are making $200 or $300 a month, and you know you've helped make that possible, and the people that were able to fire their boss, and you know you helped make that possible, and the people that are getting recognized and appreciated, and the people who met through the company, and the people that have had babies, and the people that are sending their kids to our trainings because they want them to learn. Like Mike said, the first thing out of school is you go to World Ventures. I just want you to just try to see it as best you can.